Montreal to Memphis, parlez-vous français? Tell all the girls, the Rouge Show's on their way. Don't call us pretty boys, we're not a muscle head. We hate that long hair look, we like that preppy look instead.
We're all American boys.
The Vatican and homosexuality, oil, water. The Pope is always, homosexuality is an abomination. Time out. You're the Pope? Yes. You're dressed like Freddie Mercury's stunt double. Your purse is on fire and you're surrounded by hundreds of boys and you've had kind of a problem in the after-school area. And why is there a problem with pedophilia in the Catholic Church? Well, it's a big deal. You become a priest, retire this, and once a week, we're going to put you in a small, dark box, and people are going to tell you their nastiest sexual shit.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Yes, my son? Last night I had sex with two Thai twins, a slip and slide, a diving helmet, and a ferret. Could you say that slower, my son?
And I believe the Vatican's going to come out one day and come out big. It's going to be, in nomine patri, and filio spirito sancto, one secular sensation, all the folks you meet, da-da-da-da-da-da, one singular salvation, everyone on the street, da-da-da-da-da-da. And there still will be the evangelicals going, homosexuality is a sickness. And this same reverend will be caught buying crack from a gay prostitute going, we were just playing tummy swords. And then he'll deny it going, I did not perform a homosexual act. No, you didn't. Elton John's homosexual act. You just blew that guy. It's okay. And this reverend went to rehab for homosexuality. I'm going, I was in rehab. I didn't see that wing. There was no cockenders in my rehab. And is homosexuality a pre-existing condition? What the fuck? And the other people that come out against the whole thing are the Mormons. They came out against gay marriage big time. And with gay marriage, you couldn't even say gay marriage in California. You couldn't call it gay marriage. You'd say, what do we call it? We'll call it same-sex marriage. And people who have been married for a long time are going, that's a little redundant. If you've been married a long time, it's always the same sex. Shut the fuck up. What? And then they said, we'll call it a union. Then the union guys get pissed going, it's not a fucking union. It's not local cocksuckers number 69. And you're going, wait a minute, Canada has gay marriage. You want all the gay people to immigrate to Canada? Then they win figure skating for the next 200 years. No! They're already the nicest people on the planet. You want them to be the best dressed? That's bullshit. And the whole thing, and we talked briefly about this before, the other people that come out against gay marriage were the Mormons. Basically, the Mormons, the people who used to be polygamy, they used to perfect polygamy. A Mormon giving marital advice is like the Octomom running a Planned Parenthood clinic. And if the answer to who's your daddy is multiple choice, come with me, my friend. And who thought polygamy was a great idea? Who got married and went, my one marriage isn't going so bad. I'd like to double down. Fuck off, man. And if you even, why would you want another strong opinion? Even if you marry a deaf and a blind girl, they will fucking communicate. And they will work out that you are the asshole. And in marriage, I've learned this. In marriage, there's penalties for early withdrawal and depositing in another account. Remember that.
And run away, live to fight another day.
Put the hidden back there on the wall. Put the hidden back there on the wall. Put the hidden back there on the wall. Put the hidden back there on the wall.
As a man, so shall he reap. And I know that talk is cheap, but the heart of the battle. A victory.
Put the hidden back there on the wall. 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 Put the hidden back there on the wall.
What?
Ray Barboni?
Who is this?
Is this the guy they call Ray Bones?
It depends. Who is this?
Who is this?
This is the one telling you the way it is. Okay, asshole? Now, you want your 300 grand or don't you?
What 300 grand are you talking about?
The 300 grand a guy named Leo DeVoe scammed off an airline. The 300 grand that Chili Palmer now has in his possession. Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just don't like this anonymous crap. It means you're either a big chicken shit...
or you're not for real.
Trust me, I am very for real.
Okay, then, so who are you?
I happen to work for Harry Zim, all right?
Who?
Harry Zim, the man happens to be a major Hollywood player.
I never heard of him.
Maybe that's because you've never been out of...
fucking Miami, dipshit. Maybe you ought to get on
a plane, come out to L.A., take a meeting with Mr. Zim.
Okay, so this Zim guy, what is he asking for? A finder's fee or something? Is that what we're talking about here?
Hey, Zim don't ask for dick. Zim tells you the way it is, or else.
Or else what?
Or else use your fucking imagination.
बलि चढ़ोगे, बलि मांगती काली माँ, मुक्ति देगी काली माँ, काली माँ, काली माँ, काली माँ शक्ति दे, बलि चढ़ाओ तेरे आगे, स्वीकार करो। अब इसकी जान मेरी मुट्ठी में है।
Got a way about her. I don't know what it is, but I know that I can't live without her. She's got a way of pleasing. I don't know why it is, but there doesn't have to be a reason. She's got a smile that heals me. I don't know why it is, but I have to laugh when she reveals me. She's got a way of talking. Don't know why it is, but it lifts me up when we are walking. To me when I'm feeling down, inspires me without a sound. She touches me and I get turned around. She's got a way of showing how I make her feel, and I find the strength to keep on going. Sound, she touches me, I get turned around. She's got a smile that heals me. I don't know why it is, but I have to laugh when she reveals me.
I said I don't want to be disturbed.
Griffin, it's me, Trent.
Trent, I've been waiting for you. Come in.
Ah, Griffin. Came as soon as I received your cable.
Good God, man. What happened?
I've done it, Trent. At long last, I've done it. I finally duplicated my father's formula for invisibility. After 5 years of injecting myself with every chemical known to man.
But Griffin, the invisibility formula turned your father into a raving lunatic.
That's right, talk to the old man. I've been on the stuff for over a week now, and I'm still perfectly sane. Yes, I'll rule the world with my secret. Yes, and I'll need you, Trent. I must have a visible partner. I can tell by your stunned expression that you're pretty impressed. Look, Ma. No hands. I haven't come up with a reagent to make myself visible again. But what's the rush? I'm having a ball. Watch me closely. Whee!
Ever see a shirt make a phone call?
Ooh. Pretty scary, huh?
Ooh!
Wait till you see this.
No, Griffin, you don't have to go all the way.
Yes.
Just listen for the sound of my voice. Then you'll know where I am at all times. Come on, let's have some laughs.
Griffin!
Being invisible is the best.
Here comes the invisible man again.
You, go and get some help. I'll watch him here.
Oh, my, now, how did that happen? Must be a ghost in here.
This is unreal.
I'm terribly sorry.
Now, what's all this?
Here he is, officer. Take it easy with him. He's not really dangerous.
Come along quietly then, Gov.
You'll have to find me first.
Come along. Oh, let's cover this one up. Come on.
I'm invisible. Don't touch me there.
Selma! gonna do right now is do a song. It's about getting drunk and falling down, you know what I'm saying? And I think all you can relate to that, if I'm right, you know?